Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Three Lebanese security sources told Reuters on Saturday that consistent Israeli airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs have kept rescue workers from searching the site of a strike suspected to have killed Hezbollah's anticipated next leader, Hashem Safiyadin. One of the sources said he has been unreachable since the strike Friday. Meanwhile, according to Hamas on Saturday, an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in North Lebanon has killed Hamas official Saeed Atala Ali and his family. The Israeli military also says it has killed Mohammed Hussein Ali Mahmoud, who it said served as the group's executive authority in Lebanon, in an airstrike. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
One strike hit a group of people in a northern town, killing at least five people, including two children, according to the health ministry's ambulance and emergency service. Another strike hit a house in a northern part of a refugee camp, killing at least four people. The strike also left a number of wounded people. The Israeli military did not have an immediate comment on the strikes, but has long accused Hamas of operating from within civilian areas. Meanwhile, the Israeli military Saturday warned residents in parts of central Gaza to evacuate, saying its forces will soon operate there in response to Palestinian militants. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on Telegram on Saturday that Ukraine will present its victory plan at a regular meeting of its allies at Ramstein in Germany on October 12th. The details have not been made public, but Zelensky presented the plan to U.S. President Joe Biden, as well as both major candidates running in the country's presidential election when he visited Washington last month. Russia's defense ministry said Saturday that its forces had taken control of the village of Zelendruha in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. This is VOA News. On Friday, Bosnia was hit with the deadliest flood in years. N1 TV reported that at least 16 people had died and dozens were missing in the Jablanica region, 70 kilometers southwest of Sarajevo. The search for survivors is ongoing. Alka Glušić says she lost four relatives in the floods. And how should I feel, losing four, having no one anymore? My house is completely destroyed. There is no one. No one. What can I tell you? The floods follow an unprecedented summer drought, which caused many rivers and lakes to dry up, affecting agriculture and water supplies in urban areas throughout the Balkans and much of Europe. U.S. President Joe Biden made a rare appearance at the White House press briefing Friday, where he praised a deal between the Longshoremen's Union and shippers that ended a three-day strike weeks before the U.S. presidential election.
I especially want to thank the carriers, the port operators, and the Longshoremen's Union for reaching this agreement at a time when the nation has experienced such terrible devastation from Hurricane Helene. It was truly a service to the American people for all these parties to come together and respond to our request to keep ports open.
This comes as Republican nominee Donald Trump continues to spread misinformation about the federal disaster response, falsely accusing the White House of diverting Hurricane Helene relief funds to migrants. Austria's far-right Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl announced Saturday that his party aims to lead the next government after winning 29% in last month's election. The Eurosceptic Russia-friendly party, founded in the 1950s under a leader who had been an SS officer and Nazi lawmaker, lacks a majority and needs a coalition. The Conservative People's Party remains open to an alliance, but only if Kickl is excluded, which the FPO rejects. Indian security forces Saturday recovered the bodies of 31 suspected Maoist rebels killed following a gun battle in the central state of Chhattisgarh on Friday. Gaurav Rao is the Dantewada superintendent of police. When our team sieged the Maoists on October 4th, a heavy exchange of fire took place between them and the security forces. The gun battle lasted from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have recovered a total of 31 bodies. The rebels subscribe to a form of communism propagated by late Chinese leader Mao Zedong and have waged a guerrilla-style offensive against the government for decades, leading to periodic clashes and casualties on both sides. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.